But it should, I mean, you shouldn't, I mean, there should be, at the state or federal level, there should be some continuity with respect to what's being measured, the protocol, the type of instrumentation that's being used, when you collect data, how you collect data. It should be a uniform thing along the stretch of the pipeline that's paid for by the state or the feds. The fact that we're cobbling together volunteers who, with all due respect, this isn't your job. This right, isn't your right. field of expertise.
Right.
I mean, it's the same thing we see with water quality down in Carroll County. It's like you've got pastors and blacksmiths and who knows whatever collecting water quality. I mean, not only do they not know what they're doing, they shouldn't know what they're doing. It's not their job. And it strikes me, it's just amazing. Again, this gets to the cost-cutting thing. It's like all the costs that have nothing to do with the profit margin are being foisted on you people.
Yeah.
And that's just amazing that you guys are having to... Because then you say if, like, you do this one way in Medina, you collect air samples this way, and then you go down to, I don't know, pick a county and, you know, Summit County or whatever, and they decide to do it a different way, how do you square those circles? You can't.
Hey, privatization at its finest.
Right, right, right.
Just what everybody in the current administrations want.
Right, right.
You know, we don't want to pay for it. We can throw it off to the, you know, private. But the
Let
thing
the private
is,
sector do it.
Yeah, the private sector.
But socialize the cost, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I should be able to talk to my township and county electives and come away with a feeling that at least they're hearing me.
And you don't get that.
And I don't get that.
Hmm.
It's like, oh, well, you know, here they go again. You know,
right.
They're complaining about this.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's...
Yeah. It's very sad. It's very sad.
So, you're kind of saying what other people said. Like, the democratic process is being attacked by this whole thing.
Yes, it is. Very much
so. Eroded away.
Yep.
Well, corporations are citizens.
Yeah, that's what I said. Did you guys know Pauline? Pauline
Chapman.
Yeah.
Yes.
She and I were talking
she's a
about
sweetie.
That. Yeah, I love her. I love talking to her. But she and I were talking about it. It does really just comes back to Citizens United. And
it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. And they're bigger than us.
Yeah, they have more money. I was distributing some flyers for a town hall that's going to be held in May and talked to one resident that is maybe about a half mile away from the compressor. And he said, well, you know, I really hate this, but what can you do? They've got billions,
mm-hmm.
and we don't. We're the little guys.
They have more lobbyists than we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're supposed to have our elected officials, and I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat,
mm-hmm.
but the elected officials are supposed to be representing their constituents,
mm-hmm.
and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
They hide, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Renacci is a perfect example.
Right.
He refuses to have town halls with his constituents. Right now he's off being busy with getting money because he's running against Sherrod Brown now.
Right.
Because there were too many... I'm guessing there were too many Democratic candidates who were viable
right.
For the primary to
right.
run against him. So
right.
But,
Jim Renacci, is he Democrat or Republican?
He's a Republican, and he is a staunch Trump supporter.
Yeah, I think Ivanka Trump was just here for something with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder who elected her.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Totally different subject.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not really. It all ties
well,
together.
Well, yes, it ties together, but, you
well,
know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
who
now
is, who elected her?
Yeah.
Did she get vetted? I mean.
Well, yeah, I mean, with Scott Pruitt running the EPA, you know, it's really, it's definitely one of those situations now where we're not even hiding the fact that industry is at the hand of the,
yeah,
as their, the, and at one point, it was like let's pretend like it's not true. Now they're like, we don't even care if you know. We're just gonna flat out tell you who's running the show, and that's. So am I? I mean, like, am I missing anything about your experience with the pipelines, or like, what's the? I feel like I got I hit at most of your.
It's really frustrating.
For all those reasons.
Yeah, it's yeah, it's really frustrating. You just feel like your hands are tied and nobody's listening to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only recourse I think we have now is possibly by doing air monitoring and water monitoring, is to possibly force the compressor at some time in the future to shut down or to at least put some kind of air scrubber on the facility. Obviously, it's not... the only thing we can do is maybe do some little delay things.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, there's... it's going in.
Yeah.
You can't stop it. It's there.
How about a catalytic converter and a muffler?
Well, yeah, they need to do something. And that's the only thing we can hope for at this point in time.
What about... I met a gentleman who lives outside of the Medina Country Club, and I went over to his house to look at this pipeline right along the side of the country club. And I was struck that, you know, he was one of those individuals who just didn't... it seemed like the scale and the scope of this whole thing didn't really resonate with him until it was in his backyard. And now, you know, he's... you know, he said his wife is now on medication. And I said to him, I said, well, what did you think they were talking about here? Like, what... he said, well, you know, it's like you said. He said, well, you know, I didn't really... and I was struck, like, it's a major international corporation that's talking about coming through. Do you think that... I mean, this isn't like the First Energy... this isn't like an access line to your house. This is like major deal. And, you know, I feel for those people, but at the same time, it's just like it does say that there's a lot of people out there that it's like, see no evil, hear no evil, until all of a sudden you can't hide it and you've got a 32-inch, I think it's 32-inch, right? Going, I mean, you know, 25 segments just running across your backyard. You're like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is what it is. Well, yeah, that's what it is.